Now your letters about our show last week. First from John Baldridge in Nonsan, South Korea. The vitriolic commentary by Diane Roberts regarding the Mississippi state flag is a perfect example of the way in which historical revisionism tends to reduce complex realities to oversimplified rhetoric. While I agree that slavery was a vile institution, the reduction of the entire Civil War to a conflict over slavery ignores the multitude of issues that prompted the fighting. Mississippi native Douglas Baker writes, "I am sure the flag that flies over the state capitol in Mississippi means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but the one thing it means to everyone is history. So it basically comes down to the side that either wants to remember history when they look at the flag, or seeing the flag upsets them because they don't want to think about what happened in the past. Either way, history will be the same. It doesn't matter if you are on the good side or the bad side. The important thing is to learn that this is our past, and it is what brings us together as Mississippians." From Bobby Price in Montebello, Alabama, "A very large branch of my dad's family resides in Michigan. They have expressed surprise when they come down south for family reunions. They tell me segregation is much more pronounced up north as compared to the south. Why doesn't Ms. Roberts go up north and tackle racist practices there? That would not be politically correct, quite obviously. It is much easier to take cheap pot shots at Southerners who take pride in their heritage." Michelle Stapleton writes from Orono, Maine, "6 years ago, I moved from Mississippi after living there for 13 years, quote, voting with my feet, unquote, against the refusal of a very troubled state to heal itself. Last week was the first time I looked back. Sorry that I wasn't there to be one white voice speaking up against the retention of the racially divisive state flag. Bravo to Diane Roberts for telling it like it is." We also received many letters about Annie Cheney's report on Bruce Renfro, the New York City elevator operator who turned his workplace into a conversation haven. Shannon Jones from Savannah, Georgia writes, "I was so moved. Here is a person who took some initiative to make his world a better place. Hurrah for his passengers who are fighting to keep what he gave them. I teach customer care classes. I encourage people to get creative with their jobs, find a way to make it fun, build a relationship. They get excited. They come up with great ideas until some power from above descends and stomps on their efforts. Then management whines about there being no decent employees. Let's help out the Bruce Renfros of the world." Address your letters to Weekend Edition Sunday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Our listener line number is area code 202-371-1775, and our email address is wison@npr.org.